Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And per usual, we are checking in with Kelsey Bowler, who has been working on a very extraordinary project. And if you have not yet seen it, please go over to the Independent Women's Forum website and check it out. But Kelsey, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
There's a corollary piece to your documentary that you wrote for the Daily Caller this week, and the story is so incredibly moving and yet hard to even comprehend. Tell my listeners what you wrote about.
Yes, Kevin. So for months on this show, we've talked about the stories I've told of mothers whose daughters have fell victim to gender ideology and how this intersects with school districts and medical and mental health providers who really are all corrupt and actively working against parents and children's best interests. But what we just published in the Daily Caller is this story about a detransitioner, a biological female who actually went through a full-fledged medical transition only to realize that was all a huge mistake. Less than a year after surgically removing her breasts, her life changed. She met the love of her life. She realized that having children is something inherently important to her. It was literally embedded into her DNA that she wanted to be able to conceive and carry her own children. But after being on testosterone for 3 years, removing her breasts, she wasn't sure if that was possible. And her story is so important because when we hear about children and young adults telling their parents, telling doctors, telling mental health providers, telling their teachers that, well, I'm a boy, so I would never want to be able to have kids. That's not important to me. This story is direct evidence that that is not always the case, that children and even young adults don't always know what they want and how their lives can change in the blink of an eye. And unfortunately, the effects of this gender ideology is preventing children and young adults from ever being able to change their minds.
Yeah.
Because these procedures in many cases are irreversible.
There's a lot of different pressures that are coming to bear in these stories and with these kids, and not the least of which is the political class that's kind of in charge of everything right now. I mean, Joe Biden said in a speech from the White House that affirming care is the best thing that should be given to kids that do this. And walk me through some of the details of how this young girl, who comes from a suburb of Chicago I know very well, I lived in the neighboring suburb when I was starting out in radio there in that market. But detail some of the involvements or lack thereof of the parents, their knowledge, their journey with their daughter as she was going through this.
Well, Kevin, that's why we thought it was so important to complement the stories we're hearing from parents with a story like this of a detransitioner, because in so many cases, it feels like these parents are up against the world. They're saying, my daughter is just going through normal a normal teenager identity crisis, trying on different identities. And everyone around me, from pediatricians to teachers unions to the president of the United States, is telling them not only that they must affirm their child's gender confusion, but if they don't, their child might commit suicide.
Right.
That is such a threat. The evidence supporting that is extremely shaky. We know that, you know, children suffering with actual gender dysphoria typically suffer with a slew of other very serious mental health issues. We are, in a way, encouraging and validating these parents when they feel like they are up against the world, because what Daisy is saying is, you are doing the right thing. This was all a mistake, what I did to my body. Some of it is now irreversible, and I don't want you and your children to make these same mistakes.
So she went on puberty blockers, and she ended up having her breasts removed. How did she first get her hands on these materials? Her parents weren't part of that process, were they?
So in the case of Daisy, I think she's a couple years older than a lot of the children who are going through this now. She was sort of caught up in the first wave of this contagion, and that's really what it is. And her parents, a lot of parents back then, didn't even know it was possible. Puberty blockers were not being promoted. So her parents actually never helped her obtain puberty blockers. She never went on puberty blockers.
Okay.
And I'm tempted not to give away the end of the story. But, you know, Kevin, I'm a big fan of your show, and I will share that Daisy, thankfully, was able to get pregnant and carry her own child. But had she been on puberty blockers, or had she been on testosterone any longer than she already was, that would not have been possible. And she was too terrified to even go to a fertility clinic and get the news that she might not be able to get pregnant, and it's her fault. And that was her biggest fear she's had to deal with in her entire life. And the idea that so many experts are brushing that scenario under the rug as if it isn't going to happen with all these children who are taking puberty blockers, which will have direct consequences on their fertility, is just astonishing and devastating.
There are really good people in medicine that completely oppose everything that we're talking about here. And so I think that there are legitimate reasons and avenues for parents to question, to ask, to find out, to seek, get good medical advice. I regularly have Dr. Siegel and Dr. Sapphire and Dr. Neshawat and Dr. McCary from the Fox News medical team on this show. They are all in opposition to what is happening here. And it seems, Kelsey, is kind of a pass, if you will, for those that are supposed to be the grown-ups in the society to say, I'm not going to really delve into what my kid's dealing with, and I don't want to be framed as judgmental if I do anyway. So the easiest path is just to allow this kind of non-resistance to go on. And then the school comes along and others come along and just kind of fill in the vacuum. And so there is this affirming care, but it's not affirming anything that's good for the child. And at the end of the day, everyone is devastated because of how it's being dealt with.
Absolutely. Parents need to remember that, sure, they're not doctors, they're not medical experts, but nobody knows and loves their child more than that child's own parents. And so if your gut is telling you that this is a normal, this is normal identity exploration, that perhaps irreversible hormones and surgeries are not the best option for your child, do not listen to any medical professional. Do not listen to the President of the United States when they pretend to know what's best for your child better than that child's own parent.
Yep.
And in the case of Daisy, I want to add, thankfully, she was able to have a child. She is not able to breastfeed. She will never be able to have that physical bond with her child because of what she did to her own body under the guise that it would make her feel better.
Yeah, it's just such a sad story, but I guess there is that silver lining. It's part of the IWF documentary that is at IWF.org. Kelsey Bowler, the executive producer of this series that is being turned into a significant work, detailing these stories and really telling the truth about them all. Kelsey, we appreciate your time, as always. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.